I'm glad you're here for this prayer journal. It's a prayer workbook. It's a history. And just let the Spirit of God guide you, lead you as you write things down. We are on the section, page 11, worship and praise. And let me tell you something, what about worship and praise? I mean, we ascribe greatness and power and might and glory. You, as a backdrop to the study, you can take a look at Revelation chapter 4, chapter 5, and see the worship. And I think there's one thing that's a major difference, and that difference is the immediacy of God's presence, the unceasing nature of his presence. The acknowledgement, be still and know that he is God. Now, if you look at page 11, and there's a number of scriptures there in Psalm 95, 6, O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Now, that's one of my favorite in the sense of, you know, when I'm by myself, I do. I kneel down. Sometimes I sit and I have my prayer workbook in front of me and Bible and... But when it comes to just worship, I mean, before I get into intercession, before I get into warfare, before I get anywhere else, and after I've taken a few moments to prepare everything and get everything else out of the way, and just acknowledge the Lord, that's, if you want to begin to experience that sense of unceasing, unbroken presence of Jesus, because he's there inside us, he's with us, and then always, he says in the Great Commission, I'm with you always. And that's important for us to acknowledge. Christ in you, the hope of glory, and before you, and to come boldly before the throne of grace, where he is. And this is where we take time. And we simply, it's part of the way we say we love God. It's part of the way we acknowledge. It's part of the way we... There's a sense of warfare in it, in the sense that we're praising God, acknowledging the blood of the Lamb, and many of the hymns and songs and spiritual songs that we sing, they acknowledge the attributes of God, the existence of God, the names of God, the power of God, so many things and so many songs. Even, well, there's a lot of songs that are just simply scriptures put to songs. I love doing those. I had a whole set of those. But it's that time by yourself. There's times to be quiet. There's times that, you know, I say no words, but inwardly, I can do that in an elevator. I can do that on a bus. I can do that on an airplane. Just worship and just acknowledge. That's a good thing about having a living Savior in you and knowing a living God. Now we read in John 4:24, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Now, of course, you got to be born of the Spirit of God. Romans 8, we have the Spirit by which we cry out, Abba, Father. And in that sense, you can't get any closer. And yet, we have the coming glorification in which we stand before God immortal, and we can praise and worship and see God face to face, we read in Revelation 21:22. So we have that coming, but and we think in terms of the angels before God. We think in terms of worship in the congregation and so forth. And it is true that times in churches and so forth, you know, but just simply singing a song as if God was 1,000 miles away, that's not the sense here of God is spirit. Those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. And so the Spirit of God is in you, and you are inseparably... Well, in Ephesians 1, you are in him, and he is in you. You're blessed in the heavenly realms in him. So I think it's important for us to acknowledge that immediacy. And so I do that. I mean, that's such a norm to me. It is such a norm to me to know him. I don't have that sense. I mean, maybe when I was first saved, until I really came to biblical, you know, that truth, the word that God tells you. He never leaves, he never forsakes, and he dwells right there with you. In Matthew 18:20 on your page there, for where two or three gather together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Now, that's that. That's what I'm going to say, too. When we gather as the church, there's a real sense of manifest presence. And there should be. We are the dwelling of God. God dwells in the body. You're the temple of the Spirit of God, and He's dwelling within you. And yet, as we come before Him, and I'm going to say this, just daily, all the time, praising Him and worshiping Him, it builds you up. It strengthens you. God inhabits the praises. There's a real sense in which the felt conscious presence of God, you know, when you really acknowledge Him and, you know, He's and really worship Him in the power of the Spirit, as a Spirit-filled person worshiping and praising God, and just at times just close your eyes and worship. You know, there's times you'll see folks just close their eyes and raise their hands. There's times people kneel down, as I do a lot, and just again honoring God Our Father in heaven, hallowed. That means holy and separated and the highest of all are You in Your name. And that's part of what we are every single day. Now, the enemy tries to bring oppression. The world that we live in, you know, there's so many busy things. And a lot of things in life that go on. But the reality of Jesus being right in you and with you and you being before God Almighty, before even into all the, you know, prayers and intercession and sharing your pain with God. And we'll talk about that in the other sessions. But here's a time just to put up all the praise. Even when it's a hard time, like we have in Hebrews 13:15. Therefore, by Him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to His name. And just His name, the demons shuddered. By His name, we call on Him to be saved. And acknowledging that. So I just think, even now after this session, as the Spirit of God just even guides you to remind you, as over time, you'll have verses and verses and verses. And an enjoyment. And then joy of the Lord will be your strength. And that praise. Well, listen, I think that just giving praise and giving God, shouting to God with a voice of triumph. Two things I avoid: mock up emotions, but also just deadness and silence as if God's 1,000 miles away. No, He's, as a believer, He's there and in me, with me. And as I just lift up His name, and I could just say things. Hallowed be Thy name, Father. I ascribe greatness and praise and power. I ascribe, all those attributes of God. God, You are omniscient. You're omnipresent. You're powerful. You're awesome. And then songs. I mean, let me just tell you, whether they're scripture songs and spiritual songs, hymns, and you know, there's a lot that I've memorized over the years and know over the years and can sing just so easily. And, you know, How Great Thou Art. I Stand Amazed in the Presence of Jesus the Nazarene, one of my favorites. And there's so many that there's just so much that we have. But it's giving Him that praise. And you're going to find that in doing that, there's a real sense of God reviving our soul. There's a real sense in which He lifts us up. There's a real sense in which we stop at times even just to wait on the Lord, even being still in His presence, just there in that manifest presence of God and praising Him. There's times in revivals where there's such presence of God. People talk about it's like the whole atmosphere is electrified by God. And I think that can be true in our daily praise and worship. We wait on the Lord, we praise the Lord, we worship the Lord, we listen in the context, we put up scripture in the context of prayer, of praise. When I'm praying for souls, when we're praying in the context of warfare, and just praising God, I believe that praising God and just powerfully praising God pushes back the enemy and oppression even as you have authority to rebuke the enemy to get out, as you just simply center on coming before God, throne of grace, most incredible place, the locality, that then the person, obviously, and Jesus in the midst, and just pour out the worship and just embrace. And if you want to, open your arms wide and acknowledge and give praise. It's almost like you're reaching out to God to hug God in a sense. And I think when you realize the immediacy of the love, the quantania, the fellowship that you have with God, there's fellowship there. And you're built up. I mean, God knows who He is. When we're praising God and we're singing those songs, it's a real reminder to us who He is. And there's songs that can just literally light us up at times. Just certain songs can light me up and just, I can close my eyes and start worshiping. And that's all I need at times. So just be a worshiper. Be someone that praises God. Praise God during the day. Praise God at times. Give praise to God. Thank God for things. You could say it out loud here and there, but have that special time. Have that, you know, in your bedroom, in your closet, in your area where you're by yourself then. And as you pour up the praise and worship and God filling up your life and that great fellowship and joy in the Lord that you have, well, wow, then you're going to move into intercession. Then you're going to begin to, you know, as God wants that none should perish. Then you move right into this God that so loved the world. And then literally your intercessory prayer is lit up by the Spirit of God. That's why I like to prepare and then just pour into worship. And I don't just start, you know, with all the, I mean, there might be a crisis where we tell God what's going on. But when it comes to that, you know, preparation and then right there pouring out worship and then moving into intercession in all the areas of that. And then into warfare prayer and what to pray against. And that's what I think we need to understand, even as we stand in His presence and are reminded and are refilled. And the truth is, when we know how awesome and sweet and deep and broad and how vital that time is, it's hard to miss it. It's hard to want to, I know the world wants us all over the place and there's things that want us, but the vital time, what's most important, spending time with God. Not even just asking and interceding and crying out. We're going to talk about that in a little bit too. But just sheer worship and praise and fellowship and love to God. Well, I pray that the Spirit of God will bless you in that. The Spirit of God in worship will light you up in that. And that your joy in the Lord will be full and deep. Blessings to you.